Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and I am thankful for people who are willing to stand for truth and principles, even when it makes them extremely unpopular, even when standing up against all the cool kids, all the smart people, all the experts, people who do not give in to worshiping scientism, instead prefer the process of scientific discovery rather than scientism. And worst of all, people who fall into giving in to appeals to authority. So important that we look at this. And I've been this morning, I don't feel like I've hit it exactly the way I want to hit this, exactly the way I want to explain this. So I'm going to just forget everything else. Sorry, Alex, about the sound clips you put together for this segment. I need to drill down on these dynamics. Let's start with this. The comparison I'm making between what I see in vote fraud and what I see in testing fraud has me more and more convinced that in a year of frauds, this is another fraud. And I'll tell you why. You just go back 4 years. I'll do a quick tour because everybody in my audience remembers the Russia fraud, the lies to the FISA court. Sidney Powell stepped in to say they're lying. They lied about my client, General Flynn. She stepped in and she won a bunch of rounds. And then all of a sudden, so-called Judge Emmett Sullivan decided to become also the prosecutor. Prior to General Flynn's case, judges did not become prosecutors. Prior to, I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but not at a level of this importance. Prior to General Flynn, when the Department of Justice said, we've found new evidence, this person is innocent of these charges, we want to drop the charges, a court said, okay, the charges are dropped. We remember the Ukraine fraud. We remember the peaceful riots fraud. We remember and we live with to this day, it's safe to be in a strip club, but unsafe to be in a church. Remember all the frauds. Those are frauds. They are lies. Frauds, an attempt to shift the election or drive power into the hands of technocrats. We're living right now under the rule of technocrats, unelected technocrats in this country, under their rule. So getting to vote fraud through this path, follow me, please. Please follow me. Tony Fauci knows that the tests that the media, and particularly the members of the Mockingbird media, continue to tell us a grim statistic today, third day in a row, 100,000 positive tests, means that you can't go see your grandma. The tests are fraud. Purposeful fraud. They have to be purposeful fraud. Let me explain. Start at the top. CDC is accepting 40 cycle PCR tests. Here's what this means. When you do 25 cycles of a test on a virus or the DNA, you know, fluid from someone's body looking for viral DNA, you do 25 cycles of amplification, 70% of the positives are not positives. They cannot be cultured. They're not live virus. At 35 cycles, 97% of the test results are non-clinical. You can't use them to culture a virus. The U.S. is running 40 cycles, which is 32 times the amplification from 35. The positives you're hearing about are fraud. Tony Fauci knows this is fraud. The people involved in the testing know this is fraud. doing a COVID test on a person who has died with this level of amplification tells you nothing. That's fraud. Everybody knows that's fraud. Here's how it's purposeful. Tomorrow, Tony Fauci could say, we're going to go back to actual science and do 20-cycle PCR tests. But he won't. Because all the fraud goes in one direction. Lockdown. All the fraud benefits one party, technocrats, who want to control everything, who want the Great Reset. Technocrats who are not elected. In a, as the capper to 4 years, where the bureaucratic cousin of the technocrat, the statist, has been trying to undo an election. Andrew McCabe's not a technocrat. He's a bureaucrat. Jimmy Comey's a bureaucrat. Jimmy Clapper's a bureaucrat. Susan Rice is a bureaucrat. Dr. Fauci is a technocrat. All of their lies and fraud are aimed at you. Controlling you. They didn't like the way you voted. Donald Trump was not to win. He may be the first wild card presidential candidate since Ross Perot in our lifetime. The first one to win in our lifetime as a wild card. So all their fraud was aimed at you. The COVID flu doesn't control criminals. They're free. It doesn't control porn. What are you talking about, Herman? Gavin Newsom has waived the so-called entertainment industry employees from the rules of his lockdown. So you're making porn? Go on. Enjoy. You're making movies? Go on. You work in the industry? Go have dinner with your friends. Have as many people over as you'd like. But you, working people, working class, middle class people, no, it controls you. So what does the vote fraud control? Let's go back and repeat the pattern. Fauci knows lockdowns don't work. He knows masks don't work. He knows the 40-cycle PCR tests are a lie and fraud. He knows that assuming people who died with COVID-like illnesses, assuming, not testing, is not scientific. He knows the flu didn't disappear. You think the flu just stopped happening? Fauci knows these things. Fauci knows we're paying hospitals to come up with COVID cases. Fauci knows a lot of the people in the hospital right now are in there because they didn't go in the beginning of the year. They have become sicker. Their immune systems are tortured. Fauci knows this is flu season. He knows this is respiratory virus season. He knows everybody in medicine knows that the winter you see these happenings. Everybody knows this. There are people who work in the medical field who are good people. They're dear people, and they work in a bubble. I had a discussion last week with some people who work in news media, and their bubble is so profound that they didn't know what the Great Barrington Declaration is. They didn't know, had never, ever heard of the Great Barrington Declaration, ever. Because they work in news programming. There are people who work in medicine who don't know the PCR fraud. They are unaware. And they're good people. But at the top, they know. How does this compare to vote fraud? I will nail this down to the floor in about 60 seconds after we do a quick glance at traffic. Great friend of the show this morning tweeted me a link to the full HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy. I've seen it on social media. I hadn't yet taken the time to watch it. I haven't watched the whole thing, but this drew my attention. Please go back and think about what we just talked about, a year of fraud, a year of lies. Please remember the CDC knows the PCR counts are fraud. Tony Fauci knows those are fraud. He knows it's creating a massive overcount of cases. He knows that cases used to mean people are sick. He knows that's not the case. Everybody knows this. They all know that the survivability of this virus, even when you get it now, is approaching 99% survivability, 99.9% survivability. It's approaching that. This is HBO's documentary, Hacking Democracy, from, they looked at the Al Gore elections. The Al Gore election versus George W. Bush. Even back then, liberal media, mockingbird media, was concerned with voting machine accuracy.
America, the world's greatest democracy, and at its heart, the vote, the will of the people. But how do you know if the vote is counted correctly? And if you don't know, then what have you got? Democracy? This is the story of a small group of citizens headed by a grandmother from Seattle. They set out on a journey to ask one simple question. How does America count its votes? What they found was secrecy, votes in the trash, and how to change the course of history.
If, when people see what's really going on, there is no way we will allow this.
Okay. That was the Al Gore election. Second clip from this. As you reflect back, remember what I've talked about, pre-COVID science, legitimate, observable, testable, falsifiable, learned over 100 years, masks didn't work with the Spanish flu. Quarantines didn't work with the Spanish flu. Fauci knows they don't work. The CDC knows they don't work. The WHO knows they don't work. All the way up to the Russia fraud, the lies. Everybody knew it was lies. We still to this day know it was lies. We don't know if anyone's been punished for lying to the nation's courts. And flashing past a lot of frauds, we get to the CDC fraud that they know that PCR testing is a fraud. They know it's creating fraudulent cases. After the Al Gore election, there was good reason to believe that the voting machines were creating fraudulent reports. Perhaps Republicans use this. Maybe that's why they don't want a deep dive. Maybe they don't want it discovered that, oh, yeah, well, we've been going back and forth with cyber warfare on how to hack elections. And maybe the Democrats this time overplayed their hand. Maybe that's why there's a lot of Republicans like Chris Christie saying, don't look over there.
As dusk fell on election night, one official noticed something very strange. A sign that the heart of America's democracy was in danger. In Volusia County, Florida, an election computer counted Al Gore's totals backwards. He had negative votes.
We're showing a minus sign in front of the votes that it had subtracted from Gore. I mean, it wasn't like it was trying to hide it. It says there's minus 16,022 votes here.
Back in the day, HBO knows they created this documentary. NBC knows that in 2019, they talked about how easy it is to hack a Dominion machine.
This is a very paranoid scene here, Ali. We're among some of the greatest hacking minds in the country, people who've been brought together by, above board companies to try to be as creative as they can and as insidious as they can in attacking systems like you see behind me. These are some of the most common systems used as of 2018 in elections. And so they're here to really test this stuff out.
And some of the things they found out. Want to know how to hack a machine? Sometimes you need physical access, and all you need is a USB. But we've learned that the voting machines are online, connected to the internet. When they lied, said, no, there's airspace. There's no connection to the internet.
The thing we're in front of is a central count scanner. It's the ESNS Model 650. It's, to our knowledge, the most widely deployed central count scanner in America. Anytime you do early voting or provisional voting, or anytime you're in a state where they do central tabulation of all the ballots, so they bring them to one place, this is the kind of high-speed scanner they would use to count ballots. Historically, these machines were examined, and they determined there was a number of serious problems with them by virtue of messing with the zip disk. Just turn it on for 3 minutes and stick a disk in, wait 1 minute, and then walk away. You're able to change the behavior of the machine any way you want, including changing the results of an election.
Election. Got it? They knew. They were questioning it then. They were demonstrating that it was hackable then. Now, everything's changed. Now you're tinfoil hat-wearing Looney Tunes Trumpette or Trump idiot or COVID idiot. Patterns. They're right here in front of us. Woody Jenkins is the editor of the Central City News, centralcitynews.us. I take it to be a small paper in, as I understand, Louisiana. But Woody Jenkins isn't a small mind. Woody Jenkins has done what our friend Justin Hart has done. Justin has looked into the direct feed that the New York Times had, apparently from Dominion Software. Justin has uncovered these hockey stick events where all of a sudden Joe Biden got a dump of votes. It's happened multiple times. Justin has the proof. Woody went deeper. This can be technical, so I'm going to explain it this way. If you woke up this morning and there was, say, a foot of snow where you live, and you went outside and you saw in front yards every third house there was a snowman, and the snowman looked exactly alike, and the snowman had the exact same features. The nose was this, and the eyes were that, the exact same height. Every third house, all around your neighborhood. You drove around the neighborhood, they're everywhere, every third house. Would you say, oh, I guess some kids built some snowmen? Maybe. Here's what you wouldn't say. Wow, when the snow fell from the sky, it formed itself in the shape of snowmen. What Woody Jenkins uncovered in the feed of data around the votes in Pennsylvania and Georgia is exactly the same thing. In the mass of randomized votes pouring in from this precinct and that precinct, supposedly representing this or that person, in Georgia, there were multiple instances where vote dumps in 1,200s started coming in, factors of 1,200. Hey, here's 1,200 votes for Biden. Hey, here's 1,200 votes for Biden. Hey, here's 2,400 votes for Biden. Hey, here's 3,600 votes for Biden. Hey, here's 4,800 votes for Biden. And they served the purpose. Like building a snowman, they built a lead for Joe Biden. This happened at night, like our snowman example. When people weren't watching, like our snowman example. Like our snowman example, people woke up to see that, what? Biden won Georgia? The same thing happened in the state of Pennsylvania. But this time, it was in denominations of, it appeared to be 2,000, 2,000, 4,000, 6,000. Same thing. When the lights went off and they said they were going to stop counting, all of a sudden, these purposeful, I say purposeful because they achieved the purpose, dumps of votes started pouring in perfect numbers. 4,000, 2,000, 6,000, but all for Biden, and they built a snowman. At night, with no one watching, a snowman called, so-called, President-elect Biden. The same mockingbird media that told us these machines were hackable and insecure are telling us, don't look at the fraud. The same mockingbird media who refuses to report the fraud of the CDC's PCR cycle fraud refuses to report on this instance and explain it. But some rodeo clown on a radio show in Seattle can explain it with snowmen. That's why I'm comfortable saying, until I see someone explain to me how this happened happenstantially, I consider Georgia and Pennsylvania to be stolen. Until I see a rational explanation for factorial progressions of numbers that don't happen in raw data. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.
It's your turn to text the Todd Herman Show.
The rule's pretty simple.
Be concise, be precise, and drop the mic. 800-465-8770.
Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show. The text line, yeah, the big voice just said it. Do give yourself a nickname if you write in on the text line. That way we feel like we are dealing with human beings and not area codes. The rational phobe answered a question I ask every day now of you guys. And I wish we were all in a room together. I would start up by saying, how are you doing in all this? And a reminder for me, I'm doing as well as I can, knowing that God isn't in charge and saw all these things coming, all of this. And look, I'm torn a little bit from a perspective of theology. I had a conversation with a friend over the weekend about, does God need us? Right? And I'm going to dig into this a little further. Rational phobe. We're at a time that the wrinkles in our souls need to be ironed out. Check out Luke 21, 34 and 36. Take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. That's a good, it's a good portion of the Bible today. Drunkenness. It's a bunch of drunkenness. People who consume only mainstream media are drunk. I truly mean it. They're drunk on disinformation. We just went through this. I said to my wife, we were visiting this weekend, how astonished we are at the age of lies in which we live. This conversation I had last week with folks, sitting around and chatting with some friends who are in the media business. I cannot believe that there are people in the news programming business who had no idea what the Great Barrington Declaration is. You're talking about 10,000 scientists, doctors, immunologists, epidemiologists saying stop the lockdowns. Why? Because our study shows it's killing people. They'd never heard of it. It's a phenomenal thing to know that there's a lot of ways to be drunk, and it has to do with the cares of this life. Because a lot of those same people are the same people who would tell me, oh, you didn't know that this or that entertainer said this or that? I don't know. I've gotten to the point, friends, where I can't name a modern entertainer. I try to conjure a name. I was trying to think of this young woman who used to be a stripper and then she's a singer now, and I can't. Cardi B. Okay, Cardi B. These would be the same people who would say, Todd, did you see what Cardi B did? No, I didn't. Because I'm not drunk on that. We had a Washington State senator on our show. He's been a senator for a long time. He's the Senate Minority Leader in Washington State. He was very kind to join us, spent 20 minutes with us under some pretty hard lines of questioning. And I consider Mark Schlosser to be a plug-and-play Republican senator around the country. And with all the respect to the senator, I think that there's a go-along, get-along. We talked about the lockdowns. Eric the Driver. Listening to Mark infuriates me. I understand Republicans are in a tough spot in Washington. However, they need to have a backbone to stand up to this idiot Inslee and the unconstitutional diktats. A lot of people perceive that. My true frustration with that interview was that Mark is not willing to use the only leverage they appear to have. We're not signing your Four Corners Agreement anymore. Well, there's good things in it. Well, some people got rich on Obamacare. That's a good thing for them. Sole proprietorship. This is the old see the ship, watch out for the sub gut punch trick. I'm wondering, did you mean me or Mark? Gut punch. Outdoor guy. Excellent interview. Please continue. If he claims to be conservative, he needs to be held accountable. He's repeating what others are saying. He should be doing his own research. He gave up the struggle. Republicans across the country need to join the peaceful protests in restaurants. You should be booking your Republican office holders to go eat in restaurants as a private protest. You should have cameras on hand. You will get your rights back when you take them back. That's where we stand. Average Joe. Todd, I love this interview. Take our leadership back for this hogwash they're called leading. Zillennial J. Listening to that interview with the Republican minority leader in Washington State just shows me how weak the Republican Party is here. The fight is not about this election cycle. There's not going to be another election cycle if we do not demand a full accounting of the fraud, shifting to that topic. Now, I'm not saying that there won't be elections, but no one will trust them. Listen, you know how hard it was for me? Legitimately hard. Maybe it was for you, too. I mean, let me ask you this. Was it hard for you to admit the FBI lied? The FBI tried to take our president down. The FBI leadership tried to take down our president, tried to cancel our vote. Was that hard for you? That was a hard thing for me to get to. There's a hard thing for me to get to that, wait, like pharmaceutical companies are buying access to our children's bodies? Yep, they are. It's a hard thing to get to. It's a hard thing for me to get to thinking, wait, there's algorithmic fraud and we're supposed to pretend there's not? I'm supposed to pretend these patterns happen in raw data? That's what I'm to pretend this? Kelly, and lockdowns. Oh, no, let's get to vote fraud. Darth. If Sidney Powell's definitely on the team Trump, it's called Truth, Justice in the American Way. They just have independent management teams. Yeah. Ham-handed. Terrible way to handle this. And this is one of the reasons that I was concerned about Rudy being on the team. You don't just pop out a statement like this and allow the media to have a feeding frenzy. Oh, the Trump team is distancing themselves. No, it's a clarification of the relationship as I see it. And the choices with Sydney, her brain cracked. The pressure of the Flynn trial got to her. Her brain cracked and now she's crazy. Or she's going to go the short grift and make a whole bunch of money on donations to her nonprofit so she can live comfortably the rest of her life in Costa Rica. Or she's right and telling the truth. She's had a bunch of cases overturned in appellate courts, including the Supreme Court. Kevin McCullough, KCMO Radio, points out she's had roughly 350 cases overturned in those courts, including the Supreme Court. We have to get that part right. I'm all ears if a data and an analyst wants to come on and tell me, oh, no, this happens all the time in raw data, where you get these perfect patterns that benefit one candidate over and over and over again. Perfect patterns. I just don't think you'll find anyone who's honest in data analysis saying that. But they found a bunch of people to pretend that the CDC is honestly testing people. The PCR cycle tests are honest, and they're not. Lockdowns. Kelly, Rush Limbaugh's recent comments on the state-sanctioned segregation of schools in California and other places needs to be echoed across the country. Keeping schools closed while private schools remain open adversely affects a generation of young students, a majority of them. It's funny. Rush Limbaugh. Oh, he hates the kids. And he's what he always has been. He's a civil rights leader. Pointing this out. Speaking of Rush, I will be in this week on Wednesday for America's Anchorman. It's coming up in a couple of days. I'll be in for Rush Limbaugh. I look forward to speaking with you. By the way, if you ever get through on the phones, please tell me that you listen to the local show. That'd be really, really, really cool. 800-282-2882. My advice, start dialing at about 19 minutes after the hour of the first hour. That's when you start dialing. That's my advice. I can't control it beyond that. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.
Down on Main Street.
Sometimes you get connections in the strangest ways. On a personal note today, it happened to me a couple weeks ago. So I was chatting with a gentleman, and I wouldn't have expected this particular position to be the thing. You know, it's something that united us beyond the other things it had. So I'm semi-new in a church, semi-new in the going there for about 6 months, and met the most wonderful man, and he's very active in the church. And so we were having a conversation, and he's a big dude, man, very imposing, although super friendly. You know the big guys that if they wanted to, they could just crush you in half if that was what their desire. Sort of that way, but just absolutely disarming and charming and gentle, and spends his time serving God and serving his family. And it's funny the things that you can connect on. And I didn't expect this particular connection. So we're just chit-chatting, right? Before church, just, chatting a little bit and started to talk about some of the things we want to do with our lives. I haven't told you guys this. So I guess this is, under the category of personal notes, breaking news within a personal note to the degree that people care about my life. And I do this so that you know who you're listening to, so that you know what deal you're getting into when you join the show. Just who is this rodeo clown? So I made this decision to go get my CrossFit Level 1 cert, they call it, so that I would be able to be a CrossFit coach. And nope, I'm not going to sit here and talk about the effectiveness of Greg Glassman's theories and all that. There's plenty of CrossFit people who'll do that, and I'll talk your ear off about it one day if you want to. But most people hate it, and they should, because people get cultish. Here's the thing I've decided to do. The reason I've decided to do this is it's not because I think I'm going to go out and train elite athletes. It's not because, as I thought I wanted to do, to train older people, that you don't need to sit on the stationary bike and we don't need to give in to Reading Prevention magazine as we walk on the elliptical. And that's fine. If that's your bag, that's fine. By the way, I'm not judging that. I want to work with kids. I think it's wound into my DNA. I am this person that during Halloween, we were walking around there just before Halloween. My wife and I were taking the hound dogs on a walk, and we got into this area where there's a neighborhood, and there was a kid crying on the porch. I don't know what the tears were about, right? And this is one of my problems that I have as a father that I'm working way hard to fix. As I hear this little kid crying and I want to walk over there, I turn around and go, what's wrong? My wife's saying, what's the matter? There's a kid crying. She says, he's like, maybe he didn't get dessert for dinner. What are you going to go give him dessert? Like, oh, I want to make sure there's an adult around. That's me. I'm the guy that if I'm out in public and I see a little kid, like say at a mall running around alone, I'm like, where's the parents? Where's the parents? And I'm not judging. Trust me, I've learned that I don't have any right to judge people's parenting. But I want to make sure that, wait, someone could snatch the kid. Are you that way? It draws you in. So in any case, in this church I'm visiting, and I shared this, I want to teach kids CrossFit, not to go be elite athletes, and not just any kid. I want to teach kids who don't like their bodies and kids who don't like the way they look. Because I don't contend that I'm skilled enough to help them like their bodies. In fact, most therapists, that's not the point. The point is to be able to live with the body you have, to be successful at that. It's not really about, hey, now you love your body. So what my theory is I want to get kids together and say, look, we're all in this room. None of us like the way we look. What if we can do some things so we like what our bodies do? Because, man, is there an unholy, and I mean that completely, an unholy effort to divorce kids from their bodies and their capacity to love their bodies, going to such a bizarre level to say, you were born in the wrong body. So I told this to this gentleman, this is what I wanted to do, and I described like how I want this to lay out. Like, I want to have a workout facility that, like a good CrossFit facility, there's no mirrors. Because it's not about how you look. This isn't about look shaming. It's not about, oh, I should do some crunches so I lose my gut. A, that doesn't work. B, that's not what it's about. I want to be able to have kids in there for the first few sessions. They don't look at one another. It's almost like they're alone in there. But we're learning to move in ways that maybe one day you can climb a rope. Hey, maybe you don't like how your body looks, but you like what it does. Hey, you know what? Maybe one day you can do a box jump on, you know, 50, 60 inch box jump. Maybe you don't like your long gangly legs, but man, look what they can do. Maybe you don't like your powerful build, but you just squatted how much? You just ran how fast? It's not about training elite athletes. It's about getting kids to a point where they have a reason to respect their body. And I told this to this man, and this large, imposing, jovial, but guy who could just turn and crush you if that was his desire. And he looks at me and says, brother, you're kidding me right now. You're kidding me. I thought, oh, like maybe he thinks this is really weird. He says, brother, that's the only thing I care about right now. And he had tears in his eyes. It's the only thing I care about. Helping kids figure this out. And here we are, two old men. Both of us ex-jocks. One of us trying to get it back a little bit. Working CrossFit real hard. And in a church filled with hundreds of people. We're maybe the only two guys sitting around talking about how to help kids feel okay about themselves in just one way. You never know the connections you're going to make, which is why I think it's important to go talk to a lot of folks. I will be in for Rush Limbaugh on Wednesday. The great Rush Limbaugh program is next. I hope they have the privilege of chatting with you further on this radio station. You can get us on podcast everywhere. It's the Todd Herman Show. Go be well, be strong, and be kind.